Item 10A, consider authorizing attendance at Dimensional Fund Advisors, May 6th through 8th, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Conflicts with Sessors.
Hopefully next year there won't be a conflict.
Okay, so we'll move on to 10B, another investor conference. This time Angelo Gordon, May 15th in New York. Any board interest? Seeing none. 10C, annual meeting and dinner, DBL Investors, June 19th, San Francisco. Seeing none, we'll move on to 10D, Public Pension Investment Management Program, SACRS, July 22nd through 24th. It does conflict with a board meeting.
Maybe. I mean, I guess I would need this. I just don't want to miss a board meeting. So, and usually the agenda for that event is very full for all of the days. So, I don't know. That meeting time, is that historically on the light side or any way to predict that?
Not really at this time.
Okay.
And it may be premature, but we would have two board members at that time too that might benefit or might be interested or both. So
maybe put three. Is it because in case David wants?
Well, I think exactly the same reaction David did. I like the description of the program. And Wednesday was a full day, which is the conflict day. Monday, Tuesday are fine. One, it's here. Two, it deals with a lot of topics that I certainly have an interest in, but I don't want to miss a board meeting. And as a practical matter, you miss Wednesday, and Wednesday is not a half day in the conference; it's a full day. It's a fair amount of miss. If we were to elect to go to the board meeting and only take two of the 3 days, so but I elected not to jump in, not to put my name in it, but if we were to have any decision to reschedule a day, it's an attractive program.
Yeah, I'd still like to be considered, you know, just in case it works out. But
so between
do we vote to approve
David and John and the two new trustees, is there a motion for four?
I move that. Sure.
Okay.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes.